Living in the now is the only important thing in life. Living in the now. We have the tendency to live yesterday and live tomorrow and fail to get the wonderful benefits out of living in the now. The fun of living in the now is all the excitement that takes place in our life. Now, Sylvia just poured some juice from her bottle. And then I'm going to take the bottle and I'm going to pour something too. Whoops, it didn't fall off. I thought it would fall. She set the cover on there without screwing it. Now, any woman who doesn't know how to screw really needs some training. So, always put your cover tight on the, do it in the now. Because you don't know what's going to happen 2 seconds from now. Herb's going to turn that bottle over to show you that you didn't screw it on tight. Well, you were lucky. It caught on the groove.
That's not luck.
It wasn't luck? It wasn't luck. What was it? Living in the now? She sure knows how to twist a punch, doesn't she? Okay. Living in the now. It's so important that we do everything as though this is the last moment that there is in life. As though this is the first moment that there is in life. Of course, it's nicer to say this is the first moment than this is the last moment. This is the last moment sounds kind of final.
Yeah.
This is the first moment sounds kind of nice, you know, like there's a lot ahead. And there is. But live in the now. In fact, that's a good title for one of these talks. The first moment now. First moment now. That's good. Now, why do we want to live in the now? What's the benefit of living in the now? Yeah, that'd be a nice idea. What is the benefit of living in the now? The benefit of living in the now is that we get the most fun from everything that we can get and that we can possibly have. Now, how do you have fun out of anything in life? Well, got it. You have fun by doing what comes naturally. Now, what comes naturally is not planning for tomorrow. What comes naturally is not thinking about yesterday. What comes naturally is thinking about right now. That's what comes naturally. What are you going to do? How are you going to do it right now? How are you going to handle yourself right now? What sort of attitude are you going to have in your mind right now? Sylvia, what does your new apartment look like right now?
My new apartment is filled with all the goodies I like.
Very good. But what is it right now? If I walk over there, am I going to see all the goodies there? Or is that something that you're in the process of?
No, it's all there.
Everything is there?
Yes.
Oh, you've moved completely?
Yes.
There's not a speck of dust left in the old shed.
Yes, there is a speck of dust.
Have you cleaned that yet? The old shed?
The old shed, no. Not completely.
Well, at least you did a part. Now, in your mind's eye, how does the old shed look? In your mind's eye, quickly.
Clean.
That's good. You got the point? It's clean. Is there anything to do?
No.
Okay, then it's done.
Yep.
Now when I go up there, what am I going to see?
It's done.
That's beautiful. Huh? So now I don't have to go up there, do I?
No, because you know it's done.
Yeah, see. And so it's already done. And sometime when I go there, for whatever reason, I'm going to see it just as spick and span, the windows polished within an inch of their life, and stuff like that. It's beautiful, but why not in the now? Why not in the now? You lived in those little cottages for a number of months. How often did you wash your windows for your own enjoyment, to look out the window to see everything sparkling clean? How often did you vacuum the floor when you, of course you guys sleep on a mat, you don't sleep on the carpet like I do, but how often do you vacuum the floor? How often do you take the dust cloth and go over the top of the cabinet as well as the bottom in the shelves? Now, I'm not saying that you should do these things. I'm just saying, how often do you do them? when you live your life, that you get the most enjoyment out of it right now. It may be like a child living in the sandbox and just having fun. And he's playing in the sandbox and he's just enjoying himself to the limit. And he's 30, as Charles Schulz would say in Peanuts, like pig pen. And of course, a pig pen really is not dirty. Pigs are very clean animals. It's just the way they're heat treated that it's dirty. But again, the children are really very clean. What does the child want to do the first thing he gets out to play? He wants to take his clothes off. He doesn't want to get his clothes dirty. He wants to keep his clothes nice. Then when he's done playing, then he can put his clothes back on and he'll look real nice. It'll cover up all the dirt and everything. This is what children really want to do. And this is what adults would like to have children do, but they're not able to handle that because they don't know how to tell a child that it's okay to go around naked if you want to, you know. They don't even know how to tell themselves that it's okay to go around naked if they want to. But that's life, isn't it? Now, living in the now. If you're living in the now, you're living in the present tense, you're just having a ball. Say, for instance, you're in the shower and you're just singing away, showering, showering, showering. Some people like to sing in a shower. Some people like to sing in the shower when the shower is enclosed. But here we have both enclosed and unclosed showers. We have them out around the swimming pool, and we have them at the Swimex, and we have them inside and out as well. Now, where do you like to sing the most, inside the shower or outside the shower? Just think about it. First thought.
Inside.
I like to sing outside. Hello, world! It's wonderful! Come on, birds, come on down. Join me in the shower. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful, it's wonderful. Whereas inside, you get the echo. You get the resonance. Mm-hmm. It's true. And your voice does sound much richer mm-hmm. and much more beautiful. Mm-hmm. In fact, we should all sing in the shower. And we would make a wonderful musical organ. But when you live in the now. Now, Ingeborg, have you ever taken a shower? And the answer is yes, of course. But Ingeborg, have you ever taken your tape recorder and set it next to the shower and sung in the shower so that you could hear how wonderful you sing?
I have to do that, not yet.
Well, you had a music teacher, didn't you?
Yeah.
And she had great hopes for you, didn't she?
Yes.
Then all you had to do was to stake your microphone next to the shower and sing in the shower, and she'd say, Ingeborg, you've made such great improvement. Because we do sound great. We do sound wonderful. It's like using a karaoke machine where we can bring out resonance in our voice that might not normally be there. But this is the fun of living. The fun of taking every little exciting idea that comes along and living it right in the now. I know I come back from my morning walk and it's sometimes two, but now it's 1:30 as I come back. And I come back from my morning walk, and I look at the trampoline there. And I think, yeah, that'd be fun to jump on it. But of course, it's all covered up now. But when I could have jumped on it, when it wasn't covered, I didn't even think about it. Now that it's covered, I think about, wouldn't it be nice to jump on there? And of course, if it were uncovered, I probably wouldn't jump on it either. But it's just the thought that came to me in the now. And of course, I would have probably gone over and jumped on it in the now, because that was my thought. Now, I'll refrain from having that thought until the trampoline's uncovered again someday. But that's okay. Do things in the now. You see, we are people of inspiration. We're people of doing things, you know, on the spur of the moment, because it's fun to do them, and it's a joy to do them. Now, how do we do things on the spur of the moment? We do it in the now. We do it without any pre-thought. Although I used to come home from work and I'd say to my wife, let's go on a picnic. And she said, well, I haven't got anything ready. I haven't got anything set. I said, I have. It's all in the car. Let's go. What? When did you do that? Well, I just stopped at the store on the way home, picked up a few things. It's all set. Let's go. I had all the rest of the stuff in the car from this morning because I planned on doing this last night. Well, why didn't you tell me? Because if I told you, you would have thought of 1,000 ways to delay the trip so that it finally wouldn't even happen, because you felt there were so many things that had to be done to make the trip more fun. Now, get in the car and let's go. And we got in the car many times, and we went on our picnic and had a ball. But she is such a stickler for details. She wants everything to be just perfect. And when everything is just perfect, you never get any place. Because you don't get out of the house. You don't get in the car, you know. Now, did you vacuum the car before we go? Did you do this? Did you do... Hey, that has nothing to do with our trip. That has nothing to do with our picnic. All the food's in a box. Everything's in a cool box and everything. A little bit of dirt in the car won't disturb anything, you know. Well, what about those dead rats and that snake that you had back there? Well, that won't bother anything, you know. Act in the now on inspiration, and you'll have such a good time. You'll enjoy yourself so thoroughly. But so often we don't do that. Now, let's think of it from our spiritual point of view. How do we act in the now from our spiritual point of view? Well, from our spiritual point of view, this is probably one of our greatest training tools. The greatest training tool is acting in the now. And this is what Katerina was asking you to do. She was saying, so forth. Immediately, give the answer. Yellow. Mm-hmm. Immediately. Even if it's not a person that has yellow hair. All you got to do is think of the Chinese. They have yellow skin, you know. And you could name anybody. Or you could just create somebody in your figment of your imagination or out of some comic strip that you had. Yellow always makes, if I have to think of a person, it makes me think of hair. And hair makes me think of somebody like John, who has blondish type hair, reddish really. But it's a good sunset. The sun is yellow, and the sun can have a wonderful blush on it now and then if it wishes. But it's now. Learn to think your first thought. Learn to take that first thought before it escapes into the 1,000,000 thought by the time you grab it. Because if you can start thinking of your first thought, you can start having just a magic thing is taking place for you, just a world of magic. The reason for this is because your first thought is pure. Your first thought is possible. Your first thought is done. All the other thoughts are pure and possible and done too, but they are down the road from your first thought. Your first thought, I say, Ellen, give me the name of a diamond. Schnell.
Hope.
The Hope Diamond. Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't win the case. But the Hope Diamond. Now, what other diamonds are there? None that we know about, but there are lots of them, you know. Many famous. If you were a diamond merchant, you'd know all about all the diamonds. But to name the first diamond, Ellen? What is your father's first name? Quick!
Maximilian.
See, now, she didn't have any trouble with that. All right, what was your grandfather's first name?
Wilhelm.
And what was your great-grandfather's first name? Gotta think about that, huh?
That I wouldn't know.
Why wouldn't you know? But, you see, she does know. And who do you think it is? Probably Maximilian. But you do know, Ellen. Now, you will come and tell us later.
I know the family name, Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Yeah, what was Schmidt?
But, probably Wilfred. But the thing is, you'll come up with it later. And the reason you'll come up with it is because you did know it all along. But you have not made it a practice to go into your consciousness and call forth that first thought. To think your first thought living in the now. And when you practice this, wonderful things happen. On my morning meditations, I do all sorts of games. And I think, how can I use these games with the kids? And I do it. You may or may not realize it, but I do it. And it's fun. So, live in the now. Living in the now is thinking your first thought. It's acting upon your first thought. It's being your first person and having a ball. Can you handle that? Mm-hmm. Okay, then go for it. Live in the now. I love you.